Today we say hello to our listeners on KWRT in Boonville, Missouri. Their town was founded in the early 1800s and became an important point for many settlers heading west. While you may think you know the namesake for this city, the founder was someone unusual for the time period. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Today you will find the city of Boonville, Missouri on the south side of the Missouri River. But the first settlers here found a good reason to make roots on the north side.
Daniel Boone's two eldest sons, Daniel Morgan Boone and Nathan Boone, founded a natural salt spring just north of the river that became known as the Boone's Lick. Those first settlers that came out and settled near that area.
Katie Gibson is the tourism director for Boonville, Missouri. She says the founder of this town also had links to the Daniel Boone clan.
Our first settler that came here, her name was Hannah Cole, and she was a cousin by marriage to Daniel Boone. She came out in this area, but she was the first settler to settle south of the river here on the higher bluffs. She was widowed on the trek out here, and she settled with her 9 children at 54 years old. So it's pretty amazing. She's known as the pioneer mother of the frontier of the area here.
She arrived in 1810, and the town was founded in 1817.
Became a really big riverboat port. We had 2 major railroads that came through the area. Our main street became Highway 40, so all of the main traffic came right through downtown Boonville. Before our first highway bridge went in, there was a ferry system, and that was first started by Hannah Cole.
When the town wanted to honor their founder, Ms. Cole, they found there were no portraits of her, so they found a creative way to erect a statue.
We do have a statue of her downtown, and it was kind of a unique thing. There's several direct descendants of Hannah Cole that still live here today, and the artist took pictures of all those women and used a composite to come up with a likeness of Hannah Cole.
The name of the town does honor Cole's relative, Daniel Boone, but the spelling, well, that's a story in itself. It's next time, as we travel the countryside. Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.